Crop conditions have been improving across the vast portion of the Midwest. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Kelly Brunkhorst is the Executive Director of the Nebraska Corn Growers Association, and we talked about the weather conditions in and around his area and around the state of Nebraska.
Well, things continue to look really good. The number of people I continue to talk to, board members, growers, etc., continues to mention how green things have stayed this later into the year. So typically we see grass and pastures start to die off or brown up, but with the beneficial rains, unfortunately some storms, things continue to look good.
Yes, sir. And of course, we are talking to you out of Lincoln, Nebraska at the moment. You just got back from a really important trip out to Washington, D.C., of course, teaming up with the National Corn Growers Association with their meeting they usually have in July. I guess give us your perspective on all the happenings, the summary of last week's trip.
Yeah, started off with some great couple of days of action team and committee meetings where our growers who sit on these various action teams from across the country dive into the issues, hear updates on programs, and really continue to give us as states and especially as national that sense of direction on how we continue to move forward. Obviously, some of our message continues to be creating demand. How do we continue to look for those opportunities, whether it is in-state, domestically across the U.S., or internationally? And then we wrapped up the week with a couple days on the Hill, visiting with our congressional members, several agribusiness partners, talking about issues of alignment, messaging, and where we believe those opportunities, again, continue to lie in partnerships that's going to create demand.
Continue to talk about the importance of building our trade, increasing and improving with our trading partners. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.